This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
We're at Drive Pink Stadium in Fort Lauderdale. A very pleasant good evening, everybody. Joe Zagacki with Don Bailey Jr. speaking to you from about the 50-yard line here at Drive Pink Stadium. Vic Bermudez is our producer. Josh Darrow on the sidelines. John Bryant, our engineer. Danny Garcia back in the command center. The spring game will be starting in about 7 minutes or so. Joining us right now, Vice President and Director of Athletics at the University of Miami, Dan Radakovich. We spent a lot of time together the last couple of weeks. Good to see you.
Well, we certainly did, Joe, and it was a lot of fun. You know, I figured out earlier this week that I had an event that I had to go to last weekend out of town, so this is my first weekend in Miami since we beat the University of Pittsburgh and got the regular season championship in the ACC in men's basketball. So every other weekend since then, we've been out on the road with basketball, men or women, and both in some cases. So it's great to be back.
And spring football, we wrap up spring football tonight under the lights Friday night. Gorgeous stadium here in Fort Lauderdale, and a nice way to end the spring.
Oh, for sure. I know Coach Cristobal, having chatted with him just earlier today and then just before we went out, he's in such great spirits. He's so excited about watching this team play. A lot of the young players, a lot of the people that may not have seen the field last year, certainly coming out and having their opportunity to show what they can do and grab a spot on the roster and get some playing time come the fall.
Dan, I want to go back to the basketball.
Sure.
Talk about the national exposure, what it does for the brand, how it helps the entire university, men's and women's, because both of those basketball teams climb very, very high.
Well, for the second year in a row, we were eliminated from those basketball tournaments by the eventual national champion.
Right.
Okay, not something we want to be able to, but it's very unique to have that happen. But that means that we've been on a really large stage, and both the guys and the women were on that stage for the better part of a month. And the young people that were interviewed before the games or after the games just did such a fantastic job. And Coach Larrañaga and Coach Meyer did great jobs extending the brand not only of their individual basketball programs, but of the university in general. And you know, that's what's so special about being on those stages, and they both took great advantage of those opportunities to really talk about the University of Miami, South Florida, and what a great place it is to live and work and certainly come to school.
And I don't think people really understand the effort that had to go into what happened in March. You had two teams, different parts of the country, two different staffs of administrators operating in two different parts of the country every week, getting basketball, a basketball team, which is not just the team, but it's a party,
sure,
of people, getting them to airports, hotels, arenas, here, there, and it went about as smoothly as it could be.
Well, I've been blessed with a great staff. You know, here, Matt Schmale took care of the guys, and Jennifer Strawley took care of the women, and they had a lot of people inside the department kind of divided up to make sure everybody got to where they needed to go.
We are in Fort Lauderdale. Fort Lauderdale's had a couple of rough days, but it's a beautiful night here for football, visiting with Dan Radakovich, and before you know it, the fall will be here, and we'll be playing real football. So we can sell a few season tickets between now and then.
We'd love to sell a few season tickets. We're certainly on sale right now, not only with regular season tickets, but premium season opportunities in clubs and suites as well. We've got Texas A&M coming to town. We've got Clemson coming to town. So it's going to be a great schedule. It's going to be, I think what you're going to see tonight is a really exciting brand of football. And I think that's what we really love here in South Florida. And I think, you know, that's what I think has Coach Cristobal and the players really excited.
Talk about tickets. You can still buy your basketball tickets for next season, too, right? Okay. We can get on that bus, too.
We can have everything on sale. We got baseball series is coming
right.
up.
That's right.
By the way, I thought it was very funny at the hotel after we came back from the Final Four game against UConn, and a great welcoming committee of fans were there, the players, and last thing Coach Yell said to them before he got into the elevator, he said, thanks. See you all in November at the Wasco Center.
That's right. Always the salesman. Love Coach Yell for that.
You did mention baseball. It's a great time of the year for the – had a great win last night against North Carolina. There are things going on in the athletic department.
Well, we sure do. And we have you know, our tennis programs getting ready to go and compete for ACC championships next week. Track program going to be doing the same in a couple of weeks. So they're hot. Finish the spring strong.
Dan, how much time have you been able to spend with Coach Cristobal?
Well, a good amount, but you know, he's been focused on this as he should be, and really looking forward to debriefing with him after the season's over to see how he really enjoyed this spring practice.
This has become a nice spring home for you here at Dry Pink Stadium.
Oh, for sure, and you know, George and Jose Moss, you know, such great friends of the university and the athletic department. What they've done to this stadium is just magnificent.
You know, Dan, one of the things I can't get out of my mind still was at the Final Four, here come the cheerleaders out onto the floor, the Hurricane flags waving, and 76,000 people there. I think about 20,000 of them came from South Florida.
Well, we had great following there. And it talks about our brand. Our brand is national. And there was a lot of folks there from Houston. We sold out our merchandise so quickly. And there was a lot of folks not only from South Florida, but from the Houston area as well.
I know you spent a lot of time walking around that stadium and getting a good feel for it. What were some of the things that you came away with?
Well, first of all, it's a great place to watch a football game. I mean, it is a world-class stadium. You know, what the Dolphins have done to that stadium is just magnificent. I mean, to host CFP games, to host Super Bowls, I mean, that's what that stadium is built to do. And we're lucky enough to be able to play 7 games a year in that stadium. So, it's a great home environment. You know, as we continue to be successful and we continue to put more Miami fans in there, that home crowd and that home field advantage will certainly be there because it's one of the loudest stadiums that I've ever been in.
And from a player perspective, the turf is pristine, right?
Yes.
That, the advantage of having an NFL partner, right? And then the locker room facilities, everything surrounding it, out just aside from the stands and aside from the fan experience.
Oh, for sure. I mean, from the player perspective, they can't find a better spot to play.
There are a lot of kids in this area right down the street. We got a lot of high school football, a lot of high schools right here, and I think they dream of playing at Hard Rock Stadium.
No question.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.